Laudato Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. A new book on the Vatican Gardens was released this week in Rome, entitled, appropriately enough, The Vatican Gardens. It's written by Vincenzo Scaccioni, chief executive of the Gardens. He spoke to Vatican Radio.
Parte ripercorrendo certamente gli eventi storici che hanno caratterizzato il giardino, le varie evoluzioni.
He said the gardens are the result of centuries of different decisions by different popes, and they reflect their different temperaments and personal choices. He said since the signing of the Concordat, which established the Vatican City State, a major restructuring has happened. New architectural elements have been added with meanings and symbols tied to Christianity. He made special mention of the Marian Shrine in the gardens, which is the largest grotto dedicated to Our Lady of Lourdes.
In epoca moderna, certamente possiamo ricordare grande Papa Pio XI.
When asked which popes are most associated with the gardens, Scaccioni said that in modern times it was Pope Pius XI who gave the gardens the most attention and personally took part in the restructuring of the area. He said that Pius XII and John XXIII were also great admirers of the garden. And of course, Pope Benedict XVI has long been a friend of the gardens. In his many years as the prefect of the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, the then Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger often visited this place of tranquility and beauty. I'm Charles Collins.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.